The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Jaguar. Introducing Jaguar Checkered Flag Special Editions. Our world-class saloons and SUVs are better than ever, with more luxury as standard. Jaguar.ie.
New statistics show nearly 50 dog attacks on sheep since March of this year, proof that dog owners continue to act in an irresponsible way when neglecting to keep them on a leash in areas where you're likely to find sheep. Now, to talk about those figures and the problems attendant on sheep attacks, I'm joined by Sean Dennehy, Chairman of the Irish Farmers Association Sheep Committee. Good morning and welcome, Sean.
Thanks very much, Pat, for having me on.
Now, this is a big problem. First of all, worrying sheep can cause them to literally die of a heart attack, I believe. But sometimes the attacks are rather more savage than that.
Yeah, there's been 50 cases since March. And in some of the research that we've done, we did a survey in 2014. There was over 200 or 300 cases of sheep attacks a year. And in those attacks, there's 11 sheep killed or maimed in every one of those attacks. So, like, when an attack happens, sheep that are heavy in lamb are chased, and the consequences of that are that the lambs might be aborted a couple of days later. You also have the sheep that are heavy in lamb aren't able to run as fast as sheep that mightn't be, or store lambs or younger lambs. And they're more prone to be killed and attacked and go into drains and all that sort of thing. And some other sheep then, if there's multiple dogs on the attack, they're literally torn apart and killed. So that's basically what happens in a sheep attack. And when a farmer comes out in the morning, what he sees is his flock are where they're supposed to be grazing peacefully. There's sheep in all corners of the field and there's dead animals and mayhem everywhere he looks. So that he just, all the hard work that he's done, he's gone off and he's prepared his sheep for the ram, he's made sure their feet were right, he's gone off and bought his ram, looked after them, made sure they were well dosed and mineral drenched, and this is what happens at the end of the day when he comes out. His income is gone before his eyes, just
now,
because somebody was irresponsible.
Tell me about the anecdotal accounts of what has happened. I mean, are these stray dogs that become a pack? Are they individual domestic dogs that kind of get together because they're not, kept under surveillance at home? Are they individual dog walkers who are up on the foothills and let them off thinking that it's safe to do so? What sort of things are you seeing happening?
There's a whole host of things. You have, in some cases, there in the Dublin Mountains where there's a lot of people go out to parks and forests and things, and there's organised walks there or whatever, where the dogs are left off a lead. The dog will go through the forest and he'll go out of the owner's view. He might pick up on a rabbit, go into a neighbour's field after that rabbit, and the sheep start running, and then he's on the sheep after that. Yeah. You've got other cases where there's lurchers come out by night with dogs into fields, and the people that are involved in that, the dogs chase the sheep, and you've got an attack in that way. In other cases, then you have you have homeowners or neighbours or whatever from where the sheep are, and the dogs aren't properly controlled in their property, stray out of that property, and they're involved in attacks. So there's a whole different host of reasons.
Yeah, in fairness, not all dogs attack sheep, but it is in their nature to attack prey. Many of the breeds are quite specific hunting animals, and if something runs, they will chase. The consequences for dog owners, one, they may lose a pet if they are found to have been guilty of allowing a dog to worry sheep, the dog might be put down. Secondly, they might be liable for damages, for the consequent damages that their dog has caused.
Yeah, they can be liable for the damages. It's not, in extreme cases, a prosecution might be brought against the person that has had a dog involved in an attack. But these are very avoidable situations. Like, if you buy a dog and you have him in your property, you should be able to keep him in your property. If you go for a walk with your dog, you should be able to keep your dog on a lead. The dog doesn't have to be left off the lead to enjoy being out or you enjoying being out with him. So it's basically down to the responsibility of people. And that's where the problem lies. And it's a very avoidable problem.
And Sean, a farmer is, in certain circumstances, within his rights to shoot a dog.
Yeah, farmers within his rights to shoot a dog, yes. Because one of the things, we have a 10-point plan, and the IFA came up with this plan where to help dog owners that are involved in, you know, have had an attack. So, you know, a lot of the time farmers didn't know what to do. So one of the first things is to stop the attack, and sometimes it's necessary to stop an attack happening by shooting the dog. And for a farmer, one of the worst things that can happen to a farmer in a dog attack situation is that he has a serious attack where a lot of sheep are killed or injured and the dog isn't got, which means that somewhere down the line, the word goes out locally that there's been a sheep attack, the dog gets locked up for a number of weeks, and then, people go back around their daily routine and he's out again. And the first thing that dog will do is come back to where the sheep were.
He's a taste
and another
for blood.
Attack will
anyway, your protocol, I presume, can be found on the IFA website, but it's basically stop the dogs, be aware of the law, inform the Gardaí, ring the dog warden, contact the IFA, ring the vet, take a picture and keep the evidence, get evaluation of losses, inform your insurance company, tell your neighbours. But there's more detail on all of that. We will leave it there. Sean Dennehy, Chairman of the Irish Farmers Association Sheep Committee, thank you very much for joining us.